Hello guys, welcome back. Welcome back to the Spot Soto. We have my dad again, and then we have a very famous guy known as
Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown, say hello.
What's going on, everybody?
Dad, say hello.
Hello.
Okay. Okay, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe for more content like this. Hey, we do it for real here.
That's real.
Now, Mr. Brown.
What's going on?
How long have you been into the comedian business?
I've been doing it for 10 years now.
10 years.
Yeah, I started when I was working at a law firm, and I just quit. You know, I was like, I got to do something I like. So, you know, I didn't want to work out, get in shape or anything like that. So I just said, I'm funny. I'm going to try comedy. And then I just got into the comedy business.
Nice.
What you thinking of a joke or something, man?
Yes.
Which we good. Lay your joke. What joke you got?
So how long have you been hunting albino children?
I never hunted albino children.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it is a pretty fun sport.
Oh my goodness. Where'd you get this from?
No, huh? Where I just came up.
Oh, this is your joke?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What the fuck you got?
You freestyling. Hey, man, not all jokes work, man.
Hey, I'm just like, bro, that's kind of racist, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, man, no, listen, when it comes to jokes, when it comes to jokes, man, as long as you're trying to make a joke, I'm cool with it. You can talk about fat people, ugly people.
Whoa, I don't go.
No, there's no way. There's no way.
I'm messing with you, man.
There's no way you're going to talk about albino people. You can't talk about fat people. You got to have a good fat joke. You got a good fat joke?
What's wrong? You got too many relatives that's fat or something?
I do have mama jokes.
So. Oh, you got a mom? Give me a mama joke.
Your mama's so fat that when she jumped into the ocean, the whale said, "What? Wait, hold up."
Nah, you gotta get it together, man. Go ahead. Your mama's so fat, so this kind of is a fat joke too. Go ahead.
This kind of is a fat joke.
All right, let's go.
Your mama's so fat that when she jumped into the ocean, all the whales said, "We are family."
Oh,
that's even though you're fatter than me.
Wow, that's a layered joke. That's a really layered joke. I did not see that coming.
That's what they're talking about at the thing.
That's how they do that. Like, these are the new jokes they do
at
school.
Uh-huh.
I've never heard this one before.
No, I haven't either. That's why I'm like, I'm kind of lost on that.
They do stuff like at school like that.
But you got to be more creative. That one's too long. You got to say stuff that'll mess with somebody's mind. Like, this was my go-to. I used to say, "Your mama got three tongues, and she talks like this, like this, like this."
Now that one. Was
see?
One.
That's how you mess somebody up.
I got manipulation jokes.
Yeah, just hold on to that. I'm going to give you that joke to hold on to. Next time somebody try to hit you with a mama joke, hit him with the mama got three tongues joke, all right?
Oh, okay.
Got you.
Pretty nice. Dad, you got any questions for this great comedian?
Man, I got a gang of questions for him, man. We're going to do it on our show. This you, man. We letting you have it real quick, man. You got a couple more minutes.
I mean, like, you are a very good artist, right?
I mean, I think I am. I take it serious. I don't like putting out bad art. You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of people do put out bad art because they're chasing money, you know, or they're chasing fame, or even just chasing a life that they're not supposed to be chasing, you know? So I think that really tampers people's art, and I don't let that, like, happen with me. Like, I only like the art. I don't like money. I don't like fame or nothing. I like making people laugh, you know? So, yeah, I take pride in what I do.
Pride, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Nice.
How long you been doing the podcast? You take pride in this?
I love this. I would, honestly, this is my favorite stuff that I like to do with my dad. I like to hang out with famous people, talk about a few things, crack a few jokes, talk about history, and that's pretty much it. I just like to do fun stuff on here.
How many episodes have you done so far?
About 5? Six
episodes in. That's dope, man. Like, it's I remember when your dad started. You might have been a couple episodes in. Yeah, when he first started. So just to see the way his, like, podcast grew, the area grew, everything he's doing, like, you should be in a good spot, because y'all are basically the same people. Y'all have the same mindset. So anything that you see him do is actually something you can do, and you're getting a, you know, a good start at it. So that's dope.
Man, real talk. I got a question for you. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Man, I ain't with your mama, man. Why you ain't hooked me with one of them teachers at your school?
Wait, what?
Yeah, exactly what I just said.
Oh.
Why you ain't hooked me with one of them teachers?
We do got Miss Gonzalez.
Yeah, she nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the cutest teacher you got?
Well, I mean, like, she got the big rump.
Oh, man. He said Miss Gonzalez got the fatty.
Oh, Miss Gonzalez?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
next time at parent-teacher conference, man, you know, you just go with it.
She got a little bit in the middle, but she got much back.
Oh, man, how does he even know that song?
Dude, hey, I just caught this dude watching CB4.
Oh, you seen the whole movie?
Yes, I've seen that. I also seen Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. It's not that
Wait, what?
Yes.
You like Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins?
Yes, I also like black and white movies, you know.
Like older, like, yeah, what's like an old black and white movie that you've
the
seen?
The Creature from the Black Lagoon, The Alligator People, and The Mole People.
Wow.
They're actually a very good showing about nature and how man can disrupt nature.
Have you seen The Goonies?
The Goonies. I've heard about it, but I believe there's a few rumors about them chaining their own weird, deceptive brother onto a wall, I believe.
Oh, yeah. So it's not their brother. They find him. Like it's like the bad guys have him. You know what I mean? And, like, I guess it's like their stepbrother, and they chain him to the wall because he looks crazy. So, yeah, that's definitely the movie. But that's my favorite movie of all time when I was a kid. I watched that movie every day when I was, like, your age, bro. I used to watch it every day. So if you like movies, I think The Goonies would be a good one for you.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah, that's what he says. That's what the brother says.
There you go. That kind of sounds familiar.
Yeah, you didn't want to watch it when I tried to sit you down and watch it.
Oh, you tried to get him on the Goonies already?
Man, I was like, man, hey, man, it's a funny movie. It's called The Goonies, man. That used to be my favorite movie when I was a kid.
The Goonies used to go.
Yeah, Dad. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm like, man, put the phone down, man.
But see, but how you get him to watch Roscoe Jenkins, though?
I didn't. My mom did.
Oh, okay.
Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? We over here on Corey's Quarter. So, you know, his mama white. So, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, man, the culture and shit like that comes from the movies and shit to the TV show that they be trying to show these kids and shit.
Yeah.
And I got to come back and clean this shit up.
Okay, so you doubling down.
Yeah.
So the Roscoe Jenkins comes early because you got to double down.
No, it wasn't me. He came to my house.
So he came with the tape?
He showed up at my house like, hey, Dad, I want to watch this movie. I'm like, yeah, for sure. He like, man, we're like, what? You know, he go downstairs, he gets on the, you know, you can talk to the remote now.
Yeah.
So I come out, I'm like, welcome home, Roscoe Jenkins. Turning around, he's mimicking, he's saying the words. And I said, dude, how many times you seen this movie? I'm like, oh, yeah, I seen it. I like it. Okay.
What about the movie, like, did you like?
I believe it's Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins might be, like, my favorite black artist movie. It's one of my favorites.
Okay.
Is it
one character that you like, or is it...
One character is, what's the brother that is very, that said that offensive joke about her, about his fat sister?
It might be Chris Rock.
Martin Payne?
Yeah.
Who the movie's about, Roscoe?
No, it's the...
Mike Epps?
Yeah, it's the...
The one who kept taking his luggage and putting on his clothes and kept trying to tell on him?
Yeah.
Mike Epps? Mike Epps is really funny. Have you seen anything else with him in it?
I've seen, what's that movie about... Well, I seen one of their movies, but that's kind of...
What's
that movie called Again? I can't remember the name, but I believe I know what it is.
Tell me a part of it, because you remember parts of movies.
Yes, I know the full entire movie.
Okay, what's the happens
in the
movie?
It's about him and his family. They're called the Blacks. And basically, Meet the Blacks.
Too.
Yeah, Mike Epps is in the Meet the Blacks.
I was tripping off the CB4. That's what I was tripping off of.
Well, like, I mean, not Meet the CB4 is crazier than Meet the Blacks, though.
Well, you see, it's the cold part to it is, like, you know, you come to Dad's house.
And wait, he noticed the Straight Outta Locash song too and everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, so I've already kind of took into account that he may go into comedy when he gets older because he's into watching it. He's in the right. He's in the, hey dad. He likes being the center of attention.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, okay, I can see this little.
And he understands it early too. I didn't understand it that early for real.
Excuse me.
What happened?
Is your refrigerator running?
Oh, yeah, it was garbage.
No, that's a bad joke. Oh,
dang it.
That's a terrible joke. I had another call me the other night. He called me and said, hey, Dad. I said, what, is your refrigerator? I said, man, this joke is garbage. He said, man, is it? I said, man, yes. Go catch it. Click, and hung up on me. I said, what the fuck?
Such a terrible joke, man.
That's how he left me with, man.
Yeah, you got to start making up your own jokes, man. When you do jokes like that, it's like a, how can I put it? You'll get drawn away from it because people will be like, look at it like this. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Oh, we're not talking about this. No. This joke is for
babies, right? It's a terrible joke.
Nah, I got dad jokes for days.
No, what's wrong with that joke? What's wrong with why did chicken cross the road?
Oh my, that's like used for like white people. No offense. No offense.
All right, let's do it. Let's do two.
Just as white as I am.
Oh, right.
Let's Robert, do white man. He's mixed.
All right.
Let's do two of those jokes then.
Oh, all right.
Me and you are going to do two of those jokes then and watch how it works. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To get to your house.
That doesn't make any sense.
At all.
That doesn't even make
it. All right, so let's do another one then. Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The chicken.
The chicken who?
It doesn't matter. The chicken that crossed the road. See, I took both of those jokes that you think are not good, and I combined them and made it my own. Oh. Instead of saying, why did the refrigerator run? You get what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, we understand these jokes, and we never think they're good, but you have to tell them your way.
So it's basically like taking somebody who already made the joke, then taking another joke, then adding them together to make yours.
That's kind of joke.
It's like joke thieving. It's more of like instead of having a refrigerator run, what else can run in the house?
Well, what else can run a TV?
Nah. Well, I mean, the TV could be running, and you got the TV on.
Washing machine,
anything that's on. If that's running too, they can go catch that, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, simple like that.
Yeah, man, we gonna get up out of here with these badass jokes and shit like that.
I got one more joke. That's not
show.
That bad.
It's his show.
Hey,
let him
my
do
back,
it.
My Let's back.
Go. Do the joke. Let's get it.
What do you call an alligator in a vest?
A what?
An investigator.
Oh my goodness.
Oh Lord Jesus.
That one was a good one.
No, it was cool, but I'm just mad I didn't know the answer.
I just hope you get good grades. You keep getting good grades.
I do.
Good stuff, man. You might get funnier over the length of time, man, but you know, you got to work, man. You got to practice, man.
Okay.
So, man, go ahead, get us up out of here, man.
Go like, comment, and subscribe for more content like this. Hey, maybe we might bring some old characters back into this thing.
He got his catchphrases down and everything, boy.
Hey. No, man.
Thanks for, I don't know, just for subscribing and liking for all these videos that my dad has been working on. We do this because we want to. And nobody's going to tell us when or where to do it.
Hey, good point.
That's real. I feel him on
good
that.
Good point. Good point. Shit, man.